I wanted to walk now because I don't really have anything particular to do online and or with writing and stuff. Let's just get away from the computer. I don't feel like doing energy work. I haven't felt like doing it for weeks. I've actually been depressed this week. I'm grinched and depressed, and it's a real throwback to old times. Surprising how it came and got me. I felt like I was in the clear of that particular mood, or at least maybe I didn't think that consciously, but to go back into it was surprising, as if I didn't ever expect to feel that way again. So it's useful in that regard. I mean, it's a feeling and mood and experience that used to be so familiar and so common that I now recognise as alien and strange. It's useful to see that concretised in my awareness. I have stayed off crisps though since Lent, so that's one small victory for mankind. I had cravings this week. Probably because I saw them in the supermarket. Particular kind that looks yummy that I hadn't tried before. It was quite a strong craving, I almost gave in. As meaningful as collaborating with Dave on these blog posts and podcasts is, it's still just me on the internet, me doing stuff on the internet, and it still feels like a kind of continuous stimming that has these gaps between where I'm not really sure if I exist. Hello. Or what I'm doing. Oh, I suppose letting go of sex drive is a pretty big part of that. Imagining the time, or even imagining that this is the time where sex was a thing of the past, really that just is kind of a desert of the real expanding outward in front of me, and ending on complete nothingness. Not very inspiring or enlivening. There seems to be a bit of a trap in, or at least a conundrum in this having so much to do online about Dave and... Is that bird wounded? Is it wounded, the bird? Looks like he is. Maybe too wounded to fly, at least. He's hopping along. What was I saying? It's a bit like being on Facebook, posting about getting off Facebook. Not exactly, but I'm about being embodied and being in tune with the life force and letting go of identity and But and all the things I'm doing to combat and mediate this, or transmit it, potentially are reinforcing the things that keep me from being what I'm doing, I suppose, or walking the talk. That's been a constant thing. It's like, how am I really living the thing that I'm preaching? And is preaching actually preventing me from living it? And would I want to live it if I couldn't preach it? Am I just living it so I can preach it? I don't know the answer to these questions. I don't know what would be. This idea of Spain is somehow like the latest iteration of my goal to go to Morocco and walk into the desert. Like, I want to be surrounded by nothing to find out who I am. But of course, that's the most terrifying thing there is, the first thing, to be surrounded by nothing. I'm doing Tuco a lot lately, or where he seems to be getting closer. I suppose that's a good sign, something is happening. If there's one thing I would want to be happening throughout this, it would be deepening of the love connections, strengthening of the love field. It's actually the only thing that needs to happen, I think. Then can let go of the defences. Of course, you know what happens then. Well, this is the trick of identity. Is what's the point in that? What is the point in becoming nothing? There's literally no point. But to reach a point beyond pointlessness is the point, because otherwise I'm constantly driven by a sense of pointlessness. All the things I do that do seem meaningful are less meaningful or insufficiently meaningful to relieve that drive. So I'm looking for the thing that actually will relieve the pressure, and that is to need no point. There's a fish on the road, a big one, how odd. I don't think I feel like KJ. It's like every day is a bit of a struggle, albeit often quite enjoyable struggle. Challenges. Attempting to resolve things and build things, order things and organize, enhance, just improve a little bit the nature of existence in some small way. It might be tiny, but even not adding more chaos or more pollution itself is an accomplishment. It's a real conundrum, a mystery really, what a human being can do that isn't work for a healing relaxation. I mean, walking, being in nature is not sitting down actually, but it's Saturday, so might be some ass fucker at the lake. Who am I talking to? Why do I do this? Am I actually afraid of ceasing to exist by not affirming my identity through words? Is that what this is all about? Oh, I guess I should lie down. See, now I just want to watch TV. And that affirms my identity, also through words and images. Cease to exist, cease to resist, give them my goodbyes, drive my car into the ocean. I think I'm dead, but I sail away on a wave of mutilation. Oh yeah, I don't know, I mean, it's like other people existing in reference to other people, in relation to other souls, that's all. I think I'm alone now, but I'm not. Would it be better to be silent or not? I'm going to stop talking now. I can't believe that this life is going to end and then that's it. Forever and ever and ever. Amen.